Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are on live radio to hear a word from the Lord. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. We need to learn how to rejoice each and every day. If we give God his rejoicing in the morning and praise in the morning, thanks in the morning, then guess what? Our whole day will be a different thing. We can go through the day smiling and rejoicing and glorifying God, and we can just go on with our day. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to give you a couple of announcements. Amen. I want to make sure that you tune in on yesterday, and if you didn't, you missed a treat. We had Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. Elder was on, and she was live, and it was awesome, awesome, awesome. Those are the only three words I can say about that, just awesome, awesome, awesome. It was an awesome show. You missed it. You missed the treat. You can also go back and hear it on demand. Elder was talking about, will you be ready? She talked about it on last week. Will you be ready when the bridegroom comes? So she's getting us prepared because Jesus is to return. So when you hear these messages, you know, some say, well, he ain't came yet. But listen, don't let him catch you with your work undone, she was trying to tell you. I'm not going to re-preach it. You can go and revisit it on Blog Talk and hear the message. But be ready when he comes. That's what she talks about, glory to God, because no man knows the hour of the day, amen, which he's to return. So guess what? We got to be ready when he comes. Just because he hadn't got here, that don't mean he ain't coming. You know, glory to God. And if you move on down, we'll call the hour of power. I'm the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on live every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Minister Elaine Jackson will be the next hour. We're going to give you a 30-minute break between there. And Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries with Minister Elaine Jackson, the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you don't want to miss the show. These are all shows dedicated with you in mind. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, other people can be doing, you know, but guess what? They want to come on and make sure the word is being spread across the nation for you to get ready before it's time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you can say, well, you know, Lord, I didn't know. There's just too much going on now, amen, in ministries that you can be a part of. There's just too much, amen, word getting put out there. It's on the TV. It's on radio. Amen. Glory to God. It's on the internet. Hallelujah. You know, every time, sometimes people search the internet for other things, but hey, how about searching it, amen, for the Lord thy God and get a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, you can't say, well, I didn't know. I mean, you can't say that because there's too much word being put out for you to say you don't know. Well, Lord, I didn't know what I should have been a part of. Lord, I don't know. You can't use them excuses no more. That's just too much. Everything is, you can see it on billboards. You can see it, amen, on, like I said, on the internet. Hallelujah. And people are even still going by people's houses, putting flyers out and inviting them to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can't say that anymore, but I want you to make sure after this show, you go and tune in to Minister Elaine Jackson, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and doing in her life. Amen. Because, you know, on last Sunday, it was an awesome word. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. All the shows are pre-recorded. So if you're not listening on web, you're not calling in to listen, you can go back and hear it. I like to get my fresh off the press because I want to hear it. Amen. For myself, right straight, hallelujah, through the phone, amen, or through the internet, whichever you prefer, and hear, amen, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, yes, it have the same effect, but I want a more of an effect. by me being present at that time to hear the word coming, amen, from the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and get our book. The book is still for sale. If you don't know how to purchase it, what you can do is you can call, you can go on live. I'm sorry, you can go on Facebook, on either of our Facebook pages, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, amen, Pastor Joseph Rouse, Elder Bertha Askew, Prophet Martha Williams, Minister Michelle, hallelujah. You can go on any of the Facebook pages, amen, and we can tell you how to get to her to purchase the book. The reason I said all that, because some, amen, said, well, I don't know her. You don't have to know her to purchase your book. We can get you to her. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead and purchase your book. Hallelujah. Because it's a very good book, and you want to get yours right now. Get your copy. Don't wait. Hallelujah. And if you move on up just a little bit further, we have none other than Wild Radio. Come on Tuesday night. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Now, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a counselor, a spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, while you're listening right now, you can go ahead and inbox them. They will get back with you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And they will lead you in the right direction. Understand what I said. The right righteous direction. This Tuesday night show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. You know, on last week, I remember, thank you for bringing it back to my remembrance, oh Lord. You know, last week we were talking about somebody needed help in their marriage. You know, there's so many marriages that are failing. Even young people are getting married. They don't have any staying power in the marriage. That's what it is. You know, it's all good while you're dating. And you know, I say the old people say when you're courting, right? Glory to God. You know, yes, it's all honey this and honey that. Yes, glory to God, and sugar this and sugar that, yeah. But you know what? That sugar turns to water sooner or later. Glory to God. When you get married, that's a whole different thing. They don't have any staying power. So I encourage you to hook up with them, glory to God. Hallelujah. So they can help you. Because, you know, that's where the enemy wants to attack the marriage. Hallelujah. And once he gets y'all separated, amen, it's downhill from their own. But I encourage you to hook up with them. Amen. Go ahead. I mean, they got the years of experience. They got it. Hallelujah. So hook up with them. Go ahead on Facebook and tag them. Hallelujah. So you know what? I would like to get counseling or whatever your need may be. And they can help you. I guarantee they can help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many, many perks. You're all the way from Monday, like I said, all the way through Sunday. Glory to God. And then it starts back over again. Hallelujah. And you will also be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by, amen, blood-washed, born believers who believe prayer still works. Ha, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're only asking for $25 plus. Hallelujah. I always say, and the more, well, I'm going to go plus. Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because understand, you can't even hardly get nothing for $25 now. Really, glory to God. Go in the store and try buying $25 worth of groceries. You're going to have you one bag, and you're going to have maybe two items in that bag. And you'll be like, oh, my Lord, what did I get? I ain't get the two things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? You're going to be placed on a personal prayer list for $25 or more each month. You're going to be right there. Glory to God. Like I said, 25 plus. Hallelujah. And you're going to be right there and be prayed for. Hallelujah. Every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's what you want. And I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up and get in the presence. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I know everybody's having a wonderful, awesome Sunday from the time you got up. If you dedicated your day to the Lord, then guess what? Everything else will fall in place. sometimes you get up and you get a running, so, you know, here, there, and doing everything except you forgot. Sometimes you have to turn around and go back and say, Lord, you know what? I dedicate this day to you. Dedicate it to the Lord. Amen. And watch everything, how it fall in place. You'll be saying, it took me, I just did that quickly. My God. And I thank God because I feel good, you know. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about Jane Brown, okay? Amen. I know some say, okay, glory to God. But I'm talking about feeling good and you because you dedicated the day back to the Lord and now you're in his presence. Hallelujah. Right there. Glory to God. Even if you forget it, turn around, come back and say, hold up, wait a minute. I started my day off wrong. Let me rededicate this day. Hallelujah. And sometimes things will get to you and they'll get kind of overwhelming and you'll forget. I know it. Holy Ghost, bring it back to your remembrance. Go back and just say, Lord, forgive me. I rededicate this day to you, Lord God. And then keep it moving. I don't see anybody press the one, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this day, O Lord God, that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for your comfort, your peace, the love and the joy that we feel on this day, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to guide us, Lord God. Lead us, Lord, into all that you want us to do and all that you want us to say, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that need healing on today, Lord God, whether it's physical, Lord God, or whether it's mental, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you made the body, Lord God, and you can heal everywhere, Lord God, they hurt. In the name of Jesus, O God, you can heal every pain, Lord God. You can heal every pain, Lord God, that's mentally bothering them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, whether it's the loss of a loved one, O God, and whether it's just a physical thing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's leg hurt, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord, we know that you can heal it, Father. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we seek you, Lord God, like never before, O Lord. We ask you, Lord God, for each and every one that's on this line on today, whatever the need may be, Lord, we know you can fulfill every need. We serve a miracle-working God, and we cast every care upon you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, that every miracle comes from you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you will bless them in every point of need that they have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you can rain down a miracle from heaven, Lord God, that no one else can do, not even the doctors, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, who are having a hard time, Lord God, relating to you, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to go in, Lord God, and let them know that you're there. All they got to do is open the door just a little bit, give you a crack to go in, Lord, and you'll come on in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, O God. We praise your heavenly name on high. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to do a turnaround miracle. Those who are strayed away, Lord God, those who don't know, Lord God, oh my God, what they lost when they went down the wrong path. Lord, we ask you to give them a turnaround miracle, Lord God. Turn them around and bring them back to you, Lord God. Every backslider that is backslidden on this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, for whatever reason it was. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're standing at the door knocking on their heart to pull them back in, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to push all those the negative talk out of the way, Lord God, to push everything that's trying to hold them, Lord God, to clutch them, Lord, like never before, Lord God, to bring them back into the fold, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, those that have strayed away, Lord God, from the callings that you have called them to do, Lord. You've called some to teach, you've called some to preach, you've called some to evangelize, you've called some, Lord God, oh my God, back into the ministry, Lord, to do whatever work, oh my God, that you have chosen them to do. So, Father God, we ask you to loose them right now and let them go in the name of Jesus. No more being bound, no more chains holding you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing them back in right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that have gone astray, Lord God, thinking that there is no return, oh Lord, oh my Lord, but there's always a return for the Lord thy God. You can always come back in the name of Jesus. He said, don't let it be too late to come on back in, because I am the there. I never moved. Oh, my Lord, that you moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You moved off your station. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God said, come on back in. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We call them right in right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call them back. Oh, my Lord. Off, Lord God. Oh, my God. Off the drugs. Back in, Lord God. Off the prostitution. Hallelujah. You don't have to do that to get your bills paid. Hallelujah. When you believe in the Lord, thy God, he'll pay your bills. He'll give you a surplus where you'll never want for no more money to pay no light bill. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, my Lord. The Holy Spirit is having its way. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Have your way. Whoever you are seeking on this day, let him seek you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. To pull on you, to tug on you. He's calling you back in right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't think it's strange because of the people that's been coming to ask you, hallelujah, whom do you serve, hallelujah. They've been coming asking you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. They have been coming asking you. You say, well, why every time I go into the stores and I see somebody and they always asking me, where do I go to church? What am I doing? That's them knocking on your heart, telling you to come. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's telling you to come. He's calling you. I'm going to go ahead, amen, right now and give the invitation to Christ. I know we normally give it at the end, but you know, you have to come outside of the norm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Oh, my Lord. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, oh Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Now listen, you are a part of the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. He called you in early on today. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Yes, glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church. And also, hook up with me on Facebook. Inbox me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Inbox me, messenger me, hallelujah, glory to God, and let me know it was you, hallelujah, that God was pulling on so much, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, we thank you, hallelujah, we thank you, and we thank you, glory to God. I'm going to be coming, amen, from the book of Daniel on today, chapter 3, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. And I'm going to title this message, Turn Up the Heat. Oh, glory. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. What will you do when they turn up the heat? Glory to God. Let's find out. Hallelujah. What happened here when the heat got turned up? Oh, my Lord. Let's go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Chapter 3. Let's start at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Let's go on to 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. See, he sent for all them to come. He had set up a golden image. Now, you know, he said, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to set up an image for them to come. He told them to come. And guess what? When the king called, you can't say, well, hold up, I ain't coming. Hallelujah. No, when he calls, you better come on, because guess what? He may cut your head off. He may throw you in the furnace. You never know. When he calls, you better come. Glory to God. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Now, see, all these right here were scared. So, you know, they didn't know the true and living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, be careful, hallelujah, when people calling you to come and tell you to do stuff. Glory to God. Even on your job, hallelujah, you better make sure it ain't no sin in it. If it ain't no sin in it, then you can do it. But if there's sin in it, and it, glory to God, remember, hallelujah, you don't have to bow down to sin. Glory to God. The only thing you have to do is bow down to what the Lord thy God tells you. If they tell you to do something on your job, then sure, you got to do it. If it ain't no sin in it. But if it's sin, don't do it. Hallelujah. Because you're going to have somebody backing you. Believe me. Glory to God. If you're doing right and you know it's sinful to do it, he got your back. That's all I can tell you. Hallelujah. But if it's sin in it, don't do it. Just don't do it. Glory to God. Let's move on to 4. Then and Herod cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nation of language. He was saying all of them, I don't care what language you got, can speak. I don't care where you're from. It's to everybody. He was crying out, telling them what he's going to tell them, what they had to do. This is what he said. That at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, declaimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Now, he was telling them what he told them to tell him. He didn't care. It don't matter what language you speak. You can speak Iranian. You can speak whatever it is. You can speak Islamic. You can speak demonic. It didn't matter. Guess what? You had to listen at what he was saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you had to bow down. Well, you know what? Glory to God. Let's continue on just a little bit. Amen. Just hold on to your seat. It's just going to get there. Hold on. Glory to God. And listen what he was saying. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Now, you see what he's saying here? If you don't worship this golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had built, then guess what? We're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Now, understand, you know, when wood, amen, is set on fire, sometimes, you know, people say they smother it, it smothers down, and it just comes up. You just see a smoke. Come on, I know we got some people out there know about some fireplaces and how things work, glory to God. But he was saying in the fiery furnace. So whenever they were going to throw him in there, guess what? The furnace was going to be blazing and burning. Hallelujah. It wasn't going to be just smothered down with smoke. You know how they say you get smoke, ventilation, injuries, you were going to get burnt. Hallelujah. Burnt to a crisp. Glory to God. That's what he was saying. And he didn't say you're going to wait and do it the next day. He said whenever all this takes place and you hear all this music and all these different instruments and songs and everybody's singing to the top of their voice, everything, you got to do it then. You can't wait. Whenever you hear it, you got to go down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 7. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nation, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Now, what do that tell you? They didn't know the real, true, and the living God, right? So guess what? They're going to bow down, and you know they're going to do it because they were scared of what was going to happen. They were scared. They didn't know who Jesus was for real. They didn't know God like that. So they're going to bow down, amen, glory to God, to keep the king from killing them and throwing them in that furnace. And they can imagine, you know, they probably already had saw it, how hot it was, you know. So just think, yes, they're going to go down. But guess what? Everybody don't go down like that. See, he said, have no golden image, hallelujah. He said in Exodus 20, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So you know that was their God. Hallelujah. When they bowed down to that, that was their God. They did it because, yes, they was afraid. Because if they didn't do it, they knew what he was going to do. Because they didn't know the true and the living God. If they knew the true and the living God, then they'd have told him no, regardless of what the king could have done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they had to believe. They had to receive him. Hallelujah. And they had to know him. Hallelujah. In other words, they didn't know him. So let's move on to 8. Wherefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews, They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. This is how when they came to him, that's what they said, hallelujah, glory to God, because you can tell really saying talking like that, because you can imagine they probably were scared too. Come on, glory to God. Let's move on to 10. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And they were telling him what he said. You know, when he said that, he told them, everybody that didn't bow down, I'm going to put them in the furnace. Glory to God. So you can imagine, everybody did bow down to this golden image, but you can't have other gods. You know, some people do have other things. Amen. Glory to God. We know that you may not have a golden image that you worship, but let's bring it on, you know, in the 21st century, I always say, hallelujah. You know, people worship their car. They worship their children. They worship people in the church. Hallelujah. But, you know, God has no respect to a person. So, therefore, you have to be careful. You can't worship those things. The only thing you need to worship is God. Hallelujah. Yes, we treat him with respect. Yes, you are to, you know, as the other was talking yesterday, amen, about obeying your leaders. Yes, you ought to do all that. Glory to God. And do what they ask you to do. Yes, all that. Obey and serve. Yes, because we're servants. We ought to obey and serve. But now, you know, bowing down and worshiping, no, you're not to do that. So some people say, well, Lord, you know what? If you just give me this big old house, Lord, I'm going to serve you, Lord. I'm going to do whatever it is you asked me to do. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be number one. They ain't going to have to find me. They are not going to have to call me and tell me, you know, don't you know you're supposed to be in prayer? Don't you know it's your time to worship? I'm going to be there. Not so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you're saying all that just to get what you want. And then when you get it, some people worship their houses. They don't want to leave the house. Well, you know what? I'm going home. I'm going to sit up in that big old house. Well, don't you know all that stuff going to pass away? And then what you going to be left with? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said, I ain't never seen whenever it's time, amen, to have funerals and different, you know, come on now. I ain't never seen them tie the house behind the, amen, behind the hearse and take it on out to the cemetery. I ain't never seen it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, Lord, if you bless me with this car, I'm going to church. Hallelujah. My God, Lord, you bless me. Now I'm going to bless me with this nice car. I'm going to church. I'm not going to think no too highly of myself than I ought to think. I'm going to go. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Lord, I just need this. And then you get the car and the church don't even know. You don't even know what color the pews is no more. Glory to God. You done forgot you ain't been there in so long. Oh, good God Almighty. You're worshiping your car. You're worshiping, hallelujah, your stuff, hallelujah. You can go, Lord, give me these diamonds, Lord. I just want them. They're beautiful, pearls and everything. And then the next thing you know, you get all that. Then you wear it all the time. Yeah, but you're worshiping it because guess what? Hallelujah. I ain't going outside for nobody to see it. I'm just going to keep it on. I'm in here. I ain't going to church, so hey, what difference do it make? Come on. You got to stop worshiping that stuff. Only thing you need to do is worship God. When you worship me, he said, worship me in spirit and in truth. You got to be true. Now, don't you know he knows whether you're worshiping him in spirit and in truth? Hallelujah. Some just worship, amen, because they want something. Well, guess what? He ain't that type of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to either be with or you're going to be without. You know, you got to make a choice. You got to choose, you know, who you're going to serve. Hallelujah. You're going to serve your stuff. Or are you going to serve the Lord? No matter. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let's move on to 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods or worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, see, right here, we got three of them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Glory to God. See, they knew the true God. They knew what their God would do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They knew what he could do. They knew what he was going to do. They knew what he had done. When you know God like that, glory to God, you ain't going to give in to sin like that. You know, I was talking and I was chatting with this person, amen, the other day, and they were saying, you know what, hallelujah, she said, I don't come too far to turn around now. I said, glory to God. I said, you hold on to that too, glory to God. I said, don't, you know, we can't be ignorant of Satan's devices, but he don't set them just like you like them, glory to God, with the muscles, the big chest, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, you know, they done worked out, been at the gym, come on now, let's get real, hallelujah. He gonna set them just like that. They gonna be nice, sweet as honey, glory to God, hallelujah, smooth as silk. So here's what I told them they need to do. I said, make sure. You said, Lord, help me, Lord God. Keep me, Lord. Because if you say, well, I know I'm not, no. He going to set you up. Hallelujah. At the time when you fall weak, hallelujah, and he don't know it, say, know it, he going to come in, glory to God. So always put him first and say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord God, to stay humble. Help me, Lord God, and keep me, Lord God. Keep me from falling weak to this prey. That's what you do, glory to God. When you put him first, he'll keep you, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, I hear some ladies talking, well, you know what, I just can't. Yes, you can. If you want to be kept, he will keep you. But if you don't call on him, that tells me that you ain't interested in being kept. Hallelujah, glory to God. You want to do what you do. Glory to God. You want to do those sinful things. You want to sleep around, hallelujah, and have sex and ain't married. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. He was mad. Come on now. He got mad. Because they didn't bow down to his image, his golden image, that simple image. You don't have no other God before me. You got to be careful how you put other things before the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to, listen, hallelujah. Cars are nice, and we like nice things. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Glory to God. Nothing. But don't let the nice things have you. Glory to God. See, he was proud of his little golden image he had made. Think about it. Now he wants somebody to bow down to it. No, not so. He said, don't have no other gods before me. You know, you'll put, like I said, some people even put their money before him. I know someone just like that. Hallelujah. You know, people always say, you know, well, you know, the love of money, is the root of all evil. Glory to God. Yes, the love of it, because you love it so much that you ain't willing to give nobody none of it. You ain't willing to help nobody. If somebody need help, you won't help them. So, yeah, you love your money. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you can't help nobody. Even go in a store, you can't buy nobody. They say, well, you know, I'm down on my luck. Could you help me? Could you buy me a drink? Or could you buy me some food? You know, they're asking for help right then, glory to God. If you can't help nobody with it, it ain't prospering you nothing. Glory to God. Yes, you got it, but one thing I can say, hallelujah, if you leave here, hallelujah, and you leave it to somebody, understand, they ain't going to do what you did. They going to do the opposite of what you done. Hallelujah. They'll know. They'll probably give somebody some of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Number 14, Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? You know, he was kind of upset about that thing. Glory to God. He said, is it true? And he had them already put them in charge of something. Glory to God. And he wanted to know, was it true? And let's read 15. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and declaimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Let's read number 16, hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But, let's read 18. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now look right here. They didn't bow down just because he was the king. Hallelujah. They said, okay, hallelujah. We are not going to discuss it in this matter. You got to tell them tonight, I'm not going to discuss this sin in this matter. Oh, glory to God. I'm not going to bow down to that sin. You can forget it. It's wrapped up, tied up, tangled up. I'm not going to do it. Glory to God. You have the right to tell someone that you're not going to do it. Glory to God. You know, I remember, you know, before I really, really, truly, amen, got saved, and I was on the path, amen, glory to God, and I'm trying to do right, trying to walk right, and they said, well, sister, you know, you can come on and go with us to the club. I said, I ain't going. I'm not going. And they kept saying, well, you know what, it ain't going to hurt. I said, maybe it won't hurt you. I said, but I'm not going. So they kept trying to convince me to come on and go to the club. I said, I'm not going. Hallelujah. And I didn't go. I knew then. I said, I got to stop hanging around these right here because they want to continue to go to the club and I don't. So I want to get my life right and get and walk forth in the kingdom of God. So I didn't. I stopped right there. Well, some other stuff came along, you know, and I said, well, here's how it is. It's going to be like this. And I'm sorry, you know, if you got to go your way, then you got to go. I said, I got to go mine. You know, because I was letting them know, you know, that's who, whenever you say that you love the Lord, thy God, hallelujah, you know you're going to be tried and tested. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I told myself, listen, I want to live my life right. We ain't doing these things, these sinful things anymore. So if you got, that's what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. Go right ahead. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because I tell you, they come a dime a dozen, ladies and men, they're dime a dozen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. What I'm saying is, they come real cheap now, hallelujah, glory to God. So I told them no, and I depart from that. You know, like I said, you could turn away from sin. When the fire is turned up, hallelujah, and it will get turned up, hallelujah, what do you think you need to do? You need to start doing something that you ain't never did. You know, you need to start praying more. You need to turn up the heat. Amen. Maybe you're praying, amen, 30 minutes. Hallelujah. Go ahead and break out and pray an hour. If you've been praying 10 minutes, go ahead and start praying 30. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to do. Let's see right here. Let's read on down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read. Let's right here. Hallelujah. He's been commanding they should. Let's see right here. Let's read 19. Hold on. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his vision was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Go therefore, he spake, and command that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Oh, my God, hallelujah. He was going to turn up the fire. See right there? He was going to turn up the heat. And it wasn't going to be no smother smoke either. Like I said, it was going to be a blazing fire. So you should just know, hallelujah, when you throw something in a blazing fire, what it's going to do? Burn, baby, burn. You better believe it. Glory to God. It's going to burn, hallelujah. He got mad because he told him, we ain't bowing down to your images, hallelujah. You got to let people know, I'm not going to bow down to you, hallelujah, glory to God. Listen to me. If you want to be kept, men, women, hallelujah, boy, girl, whoever, hallelujah, you can be kept because he will keep you. You don't have to bow down. You know, they said, well, you know what, my biological clock ticking. Well, like I told you before, get you another clock, amen, and set the right time on it. And if that clock tells up, get you another one, hallelujah. Stop coming with all this foolishness to bow down to sin, hallelujah. When you're doing whatever you're supposed to do, when you're praying, you're keeping yourself in the ministry, hallelujah. You're keeping yourself with the busy, with the things of God, hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about all that. Yes, temptation will come, but you know what to do with it. Glory to God, hallelujah. But when they turn up the heat, then you got to turn it up, hallelujah, even higher. You got to learn how to seek it. You got to learn how to continue in his word and holy, glory to God, and not get on the telephone talking all these sweet nothing. Don't do it, and watch what you're watching on TV, because that's going to turn up your heat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. My God. And he commanded the most, let's read this right here, 20 again, hold up. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Now he said bind them up. In other words, he was going to tie them up. Hallelujah. He said tie them up, glory to God, so they can't get them loose. In other words, hallelujah, he was going to throw them in the furnace because they didn't bow down to him. Oh, my goodness. Is that the way it worked? Let's move on. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hoses, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Understand, hallelujah. It was burning, hallelujah. Glory to God. It wasn't no smother down smoke. And they cast them in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's find out what happened. I'm going to try to finish this. Glory to God. Therefore, because the king commandment was urgent, and the furnace is exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, the flame was so hot, when they got ready, hallelujah, they opened the door, hallelujah, got ready to throw them in there, it killed them, glory to God. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you see, when they bound them up and they throw them in the fire, glory to God, they said they fell down, hallelujah. But understand, we all going to have trials and troubles, hallelujah. But what you going to do, hallelujah, you got to go ahead and turn up the heat a little bit. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can't stay the same in the same old every year. Go ahead and turn your fire up. I encourage you to get connected. If you don't know how to turn up your fire, get connected with ministry that can help you. Hallelujah. You can come on and get connected with us. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because guess what? Hallelujah, you're going to be trained well when you leave here. Hallelujah, glory to God. On how to turn up the heat, how to kick the devil out. Oh, good God Almighty, that's what you need. Hallelujah. Because guess what? God's going to be with you. You understand? Look right here. Hallelujah. The three men were bound. They bound them up, and they throwed them in the fiery furnace that was blazing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. And so the king said, hold up, wait a minute. Let me get some truth in it. Hallelujah. My God, didn't we throw three men in there bound, hallelujah, but now there's four walking around in there. So what did that tell you? When you know who he is, glory to God, no matter what kind of fire you're tossed in, glory to God, hallelujah, you're going to come out good and victorious. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. When he saw him, he said, lo and behold, what in the world is going on here? We had all those men bound in the fire when we threw them in, glory to God. Now there's four men, and it looked like the Son of God. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. It just shocked him and said, lo and behold, he stood up, looked and said, hold up, wait a minute. Who is that other man in there in it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 26. Glory to God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Oh, my God, my God. Look, he thought, amen, glory to God. He said, come out. Y'all just come on out. Hallelujah. When he saw the fourth person, hallelujah, the fourth, hallelujah, person walking around in there, can you imagine? He was looking, trying to see. And these men were bound. He said there was no way that they could have helped each other, got or lose. He was saying, okay, didn't I tell y'all to bound them up? Oh, my God, glory to God. He said, they bound them up. Can you imagine? They bound them up so tight. that they couldn't raise their hand. They couldn't help each other get a loose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they bound their hands and they bound their feet. Glory to God. When they threw them down, they said they fell down in the fire. Oh, my good God Almighty. Sometimes you might feel like you're in the fire and you're bound up. But know that God be for you. No man can be against you. Know that when it's praying time, hallelujah, before the fire gets too hot, hallelujah, don't wait till the furnace get turned up, hallelujah. You got to learn how to turn it up. Oh, my Lord, for yourself, begin to pray them hot prayer, glory to God. Don't let the furnace burn you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the trouble comes, Lord, I need your help now. No, you go ahead and store it up. And when you need it, it's there for you. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's see what else it's saying here. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was in half their heads signed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. What he was saying, holy glory to God, the hair wasn't burning, it didn't turn colors, the clothes didn't even turn color. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing they had on didn't turn colors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? They didn't even smell like smoke when they came out. Don't you know if you're praying and doing what you need to do, amen, down here in the natural, hallelujah, glory to God. You won't get burned by these fiery ducks when they come, glory to God, when the heat is turned up. And sometimes, hallelujah, glory to God, the heat will get turned up. He has no respect of person, because if everything always goes good with you, well, how are you doing today, sister? Well, I'm good. Everything is awesome. I'm just wonderful. If everything is always going good with you, then when are you going to pray? You ain't going to pray. Well, you know what? I ain't got to do that, then I'm going to lay back, hallelujah. Sitting on the couch and laid back. Glory to God. Come on. You got to get in that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes where you're going to have to turn up the heat, you're going to have to shut it down. Everything. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Yes, telephones, TVs, we talked about all this. Some people ain't shutting it down, and I know it. Glory to God. If the call comes in, you know, hold up, I got to get it. No, you ain't got to get it. They will have to call you back. Glory to God. If it was that important, they'll call you a couple times. Yeah, they may be trying to reach it in. You check your phone. Yes, and you give them a call back. But don't let nothing stop you, hey, man, from turning up your heat with the hot prayers. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, I decree and I declare, oh, my Lord, I'm healing, Lord God, for this person right next door to me, glory to God. I decree and I declare, oh, my Lord, that Satan gets his hands off my children right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When you can give those hot prayers like that, good God Almighty, heaven and earth, hallelujah, it's shaking because it's trembling because he heard the prayers of the righteous, avail as much. Effectual, fervent prayer, glory to God. When it goes up, hallelujah, the deliverance and the healing will come down. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Let's move on to 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angels and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any gods except their own God. Now, glory to God. You see right here, hallelujah. They didn't disobey. They knew who he was. You know, sometimes people will give in, hallelujah, just because. But you can't get in to sin, glory to God. You got to be careful about that thing. Hallelujah. If you know it's sin, don't give in to it. Glory to God. Don't give in to it. You know it's sin, don't do it. Let's move on. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language will speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now, don't you see, glory to God, they didn't give in to what the king was talking about. Hallelujah. Yes, he could have cut their head off. Yes, he could have had them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He could have hung them. Hallelujah. He could have did anything he wanted to do with them. Glory to God. But he decides he's going to throw them in the fire and burn them. Wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know he said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all. So when you are afflicted, he's going to deliver you. Glory to God. I know sometimes you get so bound up and wound up. You're saying, Lord, I'm praying. Hallelujah. And God, something, things aren't happening and they ain't moving. Hallelujah. But that's when you got to show up. Hallelujah. Get down and you got to spit slob, hallelujah. You can cry, slink, snot, whatever you want to do. Glory to God, hallelujah. So many times people are trying to be so pretty, hallelujah. But when you need him close to you, glory to God. You better forget all about those people and forget all about that stuff and get down, hallelujah. Get down with it, get down. It's the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree it, I declare, oh God, that this thing shall move. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that all pain is gone, because I know you to be a shelter in the time of a storm, Lord God. When the storms are raging, you will calm the storms. Lord, I know, Lord God, you can heal, Lord God, this body, because you made this body, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I decree it, I declare, by your word, by your stripes, I am still healthy and whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This pain shall cease, and it shall not return. I'll cast it in the sea of forgetfulness, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I know you'll raise up a standard against the enemy, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I stand here before you, Lord God. I'm, Lord God, yours. I'm in need, Lord God. I'm in need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'm in need of a healing. I am in need, Lord God, of financial breakthrough. I'm in need, Lord God, for you to fix this situation on my job. I'm in need, Lord God, for you to take care of this person always lying against me. I'm in need, Lord God. When you get ready to call on him, he's there, and he's going to deliver you every time. Glory to God. My God. But you ain't got to bow down to that sin. You ain't got to bow down to nothing. When that heat get turned up, you turn up. Turn up the prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. I know the word of God came forth. Hallelujah. And it brought deliverance and it brought some healing in some places where you thought, hallelujah, that could never be healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now it's time for you to go forth and walk in your ministry. Don't slide back. Don't go back. We don't do back. Hallelujah. You know, whenever on some cars, well, on most other cars now that they made the new cars, there's a thing on it, the little beeper when you back it up. Hallelujah. And that little thing goes off and beep, 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 and let you know, hallelujah, you're backing into something or you're going too far back until that lets you know you need to stop. Hallelujah. So listen, that's what I'm hearing is going off. You're trying to go back to something that you don't need. Don't go back to that. Hallelujah. Go, hallelujah. Don't go back to that, man. Glory to God. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hallelujah. You're divot and dabbing. You're playing. Hallelujah. What I mean, you like this one, but you like the attention from that one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No. You don't need to play like that. Glory to God. Don't play like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't play like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Hallelujah. I'm just going to say don't do it. Hallelujah. If that's you, I need you to go ahead and inbox me on Facebook. Hallelujah. Whether you're listening on the phone here or you're listening by way of glory to God, whichever way you're listening, hallelujah. If you called in, hallelujah, I need you to go ahead, hallelujah, and I need you to call me. Hallelujah. Go ahead and text me or send me a message by messenger. Hallelujah. However, it doesn't matter. But understand, don't do that. Hallelujah. Because you're playing with fire. Glory to God. And anytime you play with fire, hallelujah, in that situation, somebody's going to get burnt. Hallelujah. Because it's sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. I've already, amen, gave the invitation to Christ, amen, of salvation. So I know that it was received. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget the shows that's coming up. Hallelujah. Don't forget Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry Lane Jackson at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Go on and listen to the show. I'm sure, I know it'll be an awesome show. So go on and listen and hear and show her some love. Glory to God. You know, love is what it does. You know, if you can't show me that you love me sometimes, glory to God, then I'm going to have a faith. Amen. They said it, but amen. But, you know, I don't see no fruit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, give you a break, 30-minute break, so you can go on and hear Minister Elaine that's coming up next. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome, awesome week. We will see you back here on next Sunday, but don't forget our Tuesday night show with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen.